Well, that's the other thing I haven't taken into consideration. The existing slab doesn't slope in any direction, so, you know, if I did have a drain, you know, it would be a squeegee affair. It wouldn't naturally run to it. I don't know if that's something, you know, as well, but I don't know. They did pitch my driveway the wrong way, and the water tends to run back toward the garage. I wouldn't mind putting a grate, like, in front of the garage that could just take on rainfall. I was hoping to take that off just to a bed of rocks or something like that, you know, just not necessarily sewer. I suppose if I did that, then I could squeegee. If I'm squeegeeing anyhow, I could squeegee out to a grate running across the front of the garage door. It's just nice when it all, you know, like I've got a pitched floor and drain in my shop, and there have been times where I've, just like you, I've pulled in with a bunch of snow all over the car and go in, do whatever I got to do. I walk out, the car is spick and span, and there's a little river running to the drain, and, you know, which is sometimes that gets dried up by the time I even get to the car. It is awfully nice.
Yeah, the penthouse, the garage, there was a drain in the middle, and that was tied into the sewer. And then, so this house, well, we were not pulling into the garage, but because it's full of stuff, but it slopes towards the front of the garage, and then, well, you saw the hill we've got right there, so that's all we've got, but we can't, obviously, we don't pull into our garage here. There's no way.